This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
So, after miles, tens of miles of treks through the woods, streams, meadows, furrows, and fields of the Northwest Territories, he's back. He's cut, he's peeled, he's squeezed, he's boiled, he's sterilized, he's canned, he's packed, he's cured, he's labeled his food. And he has foraged, cut, stacked, and covered his firewood. He's back. Class, Rich Sheban is back. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince. It's as you know, and our listeners know, I do this every year. I take a few weeks off to catch up on basically harvesting the garden. Harvesting whatever meat I can get hunting or fishing, canning and preserving, getting firewood in. And around here with this off-grid homesteading style lifestyle, if you will, September, October, and even into November is very busy around here, even end of August. So it's nice to take a few weeks off, and now it's time to get back on the air and try to make a difference for our country. So how have you been, Vince?
Yeah, and while you were gone, a whole bunch of things happened. And there's all kinds of stories about conspiracy theories about what happened to Donald Trump. You know, with COVID, some people say it's all a scam. Some people say it's fake. Some people believe it. I happen to believe he got it. I believe his wife got it. I believe the White House is partially infected with it. And I believe it's really serious. And these are terrible times. I mean, some people are saying, well, he did it for the sympathy vote, so people will vote for him because he got it. Some people say I wouldn't vote for him because he was careless and reckless. And, you know, why would I vote for him? It's unbelievable the divisiveness that has entered our country. I've never seen anything like this before. The mass stupidity, the mass disinformation, the mass misinformation. And it used to be that people told the truth, at least most of the time. Now you can't believe anything, nothing. Rich Sheban, it is terrible. So the people don't know what to do. They don't know what to believe. They don't know if it's safe to go outside. They don't know if they should go outside. It's like, yes, you should go outside, get some vitamin D. No, you better not go outside. You might get arrested for being outside. It's beyond belief. My dad and his brothers, you know, were in World War II. If you were to ask them, like in the 50s or 60s, if they thought any of this would happen, they'd say, no way. No way. Impossible. America, that wouldn't happen to Americans. We wouldn't be like this. We wouldn't be at each other's throats over Democrat versus Republican. We wouldn't be at each other's throats. People don't even want to talk about political parties anymore because you might get stabbed or shot by your friend. It's crazy. So here we are.
Well, a lot of it, Vince, as you know, as we have talked about, and I discuss regularly, whether I'm on the air with you or I'm monologuing or I'm interviewing somebody else, you know, a lot of it's the manufactured perception. It's the job of the mainstream media and the five production companies to sway public opinion and manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. Their job is to race bait and basically hold on to the narrative so they can maintain their addictions to power, money, and control. And this is why you hear every 5 minutes coming from Hollywood and the mainstream media and the wealthiest people in the world words like controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, hater, anti-ism-ist-phobe. Now, what we have is a high level of lawless bureaucrats receiving kickbacks through every way possible. It could be under the guise of foreign aid. It could be under anything. It's a major abuse of power by people who do not want to see prosperity for the bottom 93%, who actually want to eliminate the middle class, who actually want to create an aristocracy-serfdom relationship. And they have been going untouched regarding corruption, racketeering, nefarious leaks, espionage, treason, sedition, fraud, all malicious, nefarious uses of power. And this is what's created a lot of bipartisan bias, because the people on the left who are allied with not just the mainstream media, not just Hollywood, not just all the production companies and every medium out there, but even our enemies like China. And they want to take America down. And I think a lot of people are tired of all the talk, and they want arrests. They want indictments. I mean, let's talk about corruption here for a moment. Bloomberg raises $16 million, pays fines to 32,000 felons in Florida so they can vote. Memory sticks used to program Philadelphia's voting machines stolen from election warehouse. You know, with all this voter election fraud, all these millions of ineligible voters in every state with regarding voting, multiple ballots, dead people voting, voting people voting over multiple county and state lines, mail-in ballots to dead people, to their dogs, to their cats. I mean, people are just fed up with the lack of legitimacy in our system. Here's some great corruption articles here. Comey admits that Obama asked for updates on Trump surveillance regarding the FISA warrants, regarding the Spygate. All, you know, it's declassification here. Hillary Clinton implicated in Spygate collusion plot. We all knew that Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee literally paid for the fake dossier. Everything is a scam. Next article, FBI executed Hillary's illegal plot to smear Trump. So I think what people are seeing is tradition, sedition, espionage, all the things I just mentioned, from the racketeering, corruption, all this stuff. And treason is a violation of the allegiance owed to a sovereign state against the Constitution and Bill of Rights, giving aid and comfort to our enemy. It's all over the place. Sedition is stirring up resistance, discord, or rebellion against a government in power. We all know that Antifa and BLM is not just paid for by China and George Soros and that ilk, but it's done to break our country. People are tired of group self-pity points, phony democracy, phony philanthropy, phony benevolence. People want a rule of law, and they want these people arrested. You know, when you really look at a country's prognosis of health, their future prosperity, how is wealth and power in the future going to affect America and where we're going? Now, Donald Trump has been attacked from within because so many people are bribed and mostly blackmailed. And this is why all these names need to come out for all these people who went to pedophile island with Jeffrey Epstein. Why aren't these names coming out? Why aren't there indictments and arrests? What the heck is going on? When you really look at where we're going as a country regarding what I just mentioned, the rule of law is gone. We have no protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law for people who are affected and targeted. We have runaway power. We have enabled and protected our most corrupt companies in the country with liability immunity, which equates to destroying capitalism, enforcing fraud, illegitimacy, fascism, and leads to wealth inequality. This is what happens when we have allowed political correctness to run amok. When people put more energy into protecting their group, their hyphen, their pronoun, and less energy into start being an American, we're seeing the consequences of decades of inaction of political correctness, where free lunch has been given to the elites. And we've actually we're using precedents to eliminate the rule of law. So when you look at our rule of law being gone, what's next? Technology. Well, you see people getting cancer left and right, 5G everywhere, censorship and surveillance, trying to own the people and sway their opinion. They're even doing censorship and surveillance on our own president, crying out loud. And then how about education, which used to be a big part of American success? Well, today it's social and political indoctrination in our government / public schools. 90% of the degrees are worthless. They're teaching more Mark Zelensky, Cloward and Piven, and Frankfurt School strategy than they are teaching math, foresight, skill sets that are going to be beneficial to the people. So that affects competitiveness in a world environment. When we lower the bars of standards and expectations for what group you're in, where hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications mean less today than they ever have, because so many people in certain groups doubt their own value, and they feel entitled to play the victim group status card. And then when you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for that group, you totally delegitimize work. And then next, economic output and productivity. Well, I've talked about crony capitalism and debt and robotics and artificial intelligence, automation taking our jobs for many years. I've done presentations events on stock buybacks and talk about how the big companies are not just too big to fail and too big to jail, but they get so much money from the taxpayers, which we pay for through taxation or inflation, and they're not putting money into expansion, into new products or services, or into research and development, or new people and employees. No, they're putting it into buying back stock so the executives can cash in and put money in their pocket. That is a form of inflation when you have less new products in the field. So we had, and I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face, we have a combination of deflation, stagflation, and inflation because of corrupt, nefarious, non-supply and demand practices. And then you look at military strength. Well, all I've heard regarding military is the military-industrial complex on how a lot of rogue generals care more about their own lobbying power and where they're going to sit in some defensive company versus benefiting the people and eliminating war. All I hear about is transgenderism over the last decade being the biggest issue in the military. And then look at our reserve currency. How long are we going to have that? How long is the Federal Reserve note going to have this much clout? And then I want to talk about the confidence when we get back of all this.
I've got a five-word comment when we come back. Rich Evens with us. This is USA Prepares.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
There's been an expression in America for at least 300 years. And It describes how the bureaucracy can grind you down. It describes what it's like when you meet with the zoning board because you want to understand something, or you want to know why they want to take your property, or you want to know why your taxes have gone up, or you want to know why. So you meet with the government. You go to City Hall. And you find out that there are layers of bureaucracy, layers of employees who are in your way to prevent you from doing whatever it is you're trying to do. And the old expression, the five words to describe this is, you can't fight City Hall. And what that means is the individual can't fight City Hall. They will grind you down. And I know this for a fact because I've been there. But I have a real hard surface, and it's hard to grind down. But you can't always win, but you can try. And what Rich is describing is that people have had it. People have had enough of these layers of employees who are paid to be in your way, to prevent you from finding out the truth, finding out the answers, finding out how the system works. So we have criminals who are protected by other criminals who are protected by other criminals, and the layers go so deep that we can't get to the bottom of it without what's happening next. And that's the Second American Revolution combined with the Second Civil War. And that's why it's already started, because people have had it. Rich?
Well, absolutely. We need to start acting like citizens who expect the government to work for us, and not the other way around. You know, we're deceived by a lot of this political correctness and deception. You know, we've allowed intelligence agencies and the rule of law, judges and attorneys especially, to be sold out to the highest bidder. And their job is to manufacture the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. Our job is to disclose to the people the illusions of what they've done to us, especially hypocrisy and double standards and brainwashing and the like. Our job is to show how we've been used, played, conned, and used as pawns, because the people do not have representation. And they're dividing us among every skin pigmentation, gender, sexual orientation, religion, et cetera, et cetera. So we are allowing professional pot stirrers to break up our chance of synergy and unity. And they're also using biological, chemical, and technological means while using psyops to control us. We are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves, is the simple version. And we have to look at, we have to start playing chess and thinking 4, 5, 6 moves ahead. Same with pool. The best chess and pool players think multiple moves ahead. And we have to look at where the elite wants to take us, because we are living history right now. We are in a totalitarian, tyrannical, communist insurrection, authoritarian takeover. It's just like one of Biden's ads, calling Donald Trump and the people on the right Nazis. It's not even close, and I've gone over this many times. The left does not want the people speaking up. They do not want citizen-free journalists. They want to control the media and the information, the brainwashing and the propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies, and especially gaslighting. They want to control the police. That's exactly what the Nazis did. They brought in their brown shirts, the worst of the worst, to intimidate, threaten, and kill the people so they would buy from the company store and fall in line. The Nazis did not want due process. The Nazis wanted government schools to control curriculum, not the parents. They don't want homeschool. They don't want private property. They want the lawyers and judges to sell out the people in the name of justice. They want voter and election fraud. It's our job to make this public.
All right, we'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently.
a portion of President Trump's comments after he left Walter Reed Medical Center on Monday, where he was receiving care for COVID-19 over the last three nights. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden taking part in a town hall on Monday, the former vice president discussing all the interruptions during the last debate.
I'm used to bullies. I didn't want to further demean the process of the debate by getting in a shouting match with him, on the one hand, and I tried very hard, if you noticed, to look in the camera and answer the questions directly.
That town hall taking place in Miami, Florida, and it was Biden who interrupted the president first. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Historically, volatility in the stock market is elevated in the months leading up to an election. This is logical as the markets hate uncertainty. For investors, it's important to step back and put personal feelings about politics aside and objectively assess the situation and what it means for your personal finances. Economist and certified public accountant Dan Geltrude believes,
if President Trump were not to be reelected and we have a Biden presidency, what does that mean? We already know that that's going to mean more regulations and it's going to mean more taxes. Those are not things that the market is too favorable with. So I think if we start to see a more likely Joe Biden win, we will see the market start to react to that. But of course, let's keep in mind, Joe Biden alone can't change anything. He will need Congress to go along with him to make any changes to the tax code.
Vice President Mike Pence doing his final round of debate preparation in Utah. Air Force Two landed at Salt Lake City International last night. Pence met briefly with Utah Governor Gary Herbert. California Senator and Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Kamala Harris arrived in Salt Lake City over the weekend. The debate is being held Wednesday at the University of Utah. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
For achievements with us, Rich, you know, a lot of things that we were led to believe are just flat out not true. So for example, we could be meeting with a senator or a congressman, and we could say, hey, you work for me. I pay your salary. And people have said that. And you know what the response is? No, I don't work for you. You don't pay my salary. And the congressman and senator would be correct because their compensation is paid with federal revenue. So the revenue is, well, it comes from your state and all the other states. It's all commingled. And then out of that commingled amount of money, the compensation for the Congress and senators are paid. So this, they don't work for us. They don't work for us. And they're absolutely right. So they are not accountable to the people whom elect them. And we're frustrated because we believed that we are the boss and they are our servants. And it's exactly backwards. They are the boss and we are the servants. We've been lied to for a long, long time. And the you can't fight City Hall? That's been around for hundreds of years. Because the system is designed to grind us down, to make it so that, you need a permit to protest in a lot of places. Really? You need a permit to air your grievances? That's what they do. And they used to arrest people for not having a permit. And if you want to build an extension on your deck, in your backyard, in your own backyard, there are lots of places that require permits. Why? Because they want to tax you more because you just made it bigger. That's what it's all about. They don't care if you fall and break your neck because of poor construction. They don't care about that. Rich, am I speaking the truth or have I lost my mind?
Well, we could do 10 shows on this. I mean, Congress represents their funders. Congress represents the lobbyists, the PACs, the special interests. They don't even associate with the people socially unless they can put money in their pocket. That's what it's all about. And that's why the silent majority must realize that we're not, being an American is not a spectator sport. We all have to speak up, but we have to speak up with legitimacy and credibility. In other words, everything you hear, and I've said this many times, from us on this show or any alternative media show, you need to read, research, and verify. You need to think for yourself. And I promise you, if you do your due diligence and start uncovering information that's in the background, you're going to be led to more rabbit holes and you're going to get more and more information. Because they want to make it seem like everybody's a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theory, hater, anti-ismist hope, right? That's not even close to the case. What they want to do is use divide and conquer strategies. They want to distract us, dumb us down, and especially use divide and conquer strategies. We're not anti-government at all. We're anti-too big government, too corrupt government, too manipulative government, too overspending, incorporated, elite control, anti-constitutional government. We need to go back to, you know, certain criteria and judge people for getting a job based on hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, merit, job performance, things of that nature. Because if we don't, we're going to be infighting, creating chaos between everybody and every group in America while the big elite people pocket money. Like, here's an article right here. Some of the world's biggest banks let criminals and fraudsters move dirty money around the globe. And some of these names are HSBC, J.P. Morgan, Deutsche Bank, Standard Chartered Bank, and Bank of New York Mellon. I mean, there's a whole list of them here where people really need to realize that the corruption, in order to satisfy certain elite people, which are very few, and when I say satisfy them, I mean in the form of power, money, and control. We have to look at how the big corporations, with the help of certain corrupt government entities, are literally controlling the narrative and getting away literally with murder and putting money in their pockets out of ours. Vince, when I've given my what I call economic 101 updates, and I've given lectures on economy, how many articles, how much proof, you know, whether I'm using Keynesian economics, whether I'm talking about deflation, stagflation, inflation, whether I use how the technocracy is taking our jobs away with robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence, whether I'm talking about subsidies, money printing, special interest lobbyists, and PACs, what I'm talking about, sound money, solvency, insolvency, group identity politics, Keynesian economics, central bank corrupt monetary policies, incorporating our demographics, unsustainable headwinds about future rates of growth, talking about debt, credit, pensions, valuations. You get fractional reserve lending, printing money out of thin air, welfare for the rich, stock buybacks. How many examples over the 9 years that you've known me have I given showing that it's not about what skin pigmentation or what gender or what sexual orientation or what religion or et cetera? It's about taking the money from the bottom 93% and rigging the system and giving it to the elite. How much evidence have I given over the years on that, Vince?
Well, I'd have to say it's nonstop. And there's a guy by the name of Pat Kiley, and he used to have an expression, and it was a really good expression. I don't think it originated with Pat Kiley. And that was, follow the money. Follow the money. And it's always about that, or almost always about that. If you get fired from the radio, it's typically about money. Either you had a problem with an advertiser, or you didn't do what you're told because revenue was diminished because of not doing what you're told. It's usually about money. And when you look at politics, it's always about money. It's always about those guys who allegedly represent us, who don't. Those guys are always looking for more money. They're always running for re-election, and they're always trying to figure out how they can take money from some people, promise it to others, and keep all of it. That's what they do. That's what they do. It's very sad. And, you know, here's a really simple example of how weird things have gotten. As you all know, I'm a member of Sam's Club, and I keep asking myself why. Well, they keep giving me renewal subscriptions for their $100 a year membership because I'm so disgruntled with them that they just say, here's another year, add that onto your membership. So I got an email from these guys, and it's all about savings. It says, Sam's Club, these savings, so good. Shop now. And so it has images. It's got a cardigan sweater. It's got a 55-inch TV. It's got a 65-inch TV. It's got a washer-dryer set. It's got a pergola. And it has a LG 28-cubic-foot four-door refrigerator. Online only, $900 off. Now, that kind of piqued my interest. And I was thinking, how can they sell a refrigerator with $900 off? So I clicked on it. Now, first of all, most of us don't have exactly the space for a 28-cubic-foot refrigerator. It won't fit. It's too big. So $900 off, and you click on it, and it brings you to the website, and it says they start at $1,998. And that's the cheap one. And it's out of stock. Now, if you want the nice one, it's on sale for $3,414. I'm talking about a refrigerator. How did we get to the point where we are so stupid that we would pay $3,414 for a refrigerator that would normally sell for $4,000? How did we get to that point? And it has a TV and an ice maker and water and, a water dispenser. It's got everything. I'm sure it connects to the internet. We have lost our minds. We've given up so much for apparent conveniences. We need to get back. We have given up the shifting an automobile. We now have a Perlandel. That's park. Park, neutral, reverse, drive, low. And that's what they call the shift lever on Green Acres, the old TV show, Perlandel. Well, we've given up shifting 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe even overdrive, fifth gear, for an automatic transmission. Then we decided that we had to have cruise control. Then we decided, or they decided for us, that we needed it. Then we can't even turn the windshield wipers on, so we have automatic windshield wipers. And we can't remember to turn the lights on, so the lights come on automatically for us. And we can't remember, to use the gas pedal properly. It's too hard to press on that darn thing. So what we have is cruise control. Then we need automatic driving vehicles because we're too lazy. We want to watch a movie instead of operating the automobile, watching where we're going, using the brake, the accelerator, and the steering wheel, and turn signals, and so forth. This laziness is costing us dearly. And if you look at young people, they don't know how to do anything. They really don't. I've talked to people who are managers in stores, and they are at their wits' end because they can't find people to pay attention. They really can't. And it's apparent. I've called so many companies on the phone trying to find parts, and I got to tell you, no matter who I call, no matter what I'm looking for, they can't figure it out. I can say, well, I bought this from you in the past. Do you still sell those? Well, let me look. But the guy's job is to know this, and he doesn't know. Well, I don't know. Can I have your number? What's a good number to call you back in case we get disconnected? I have hung up on some, I don't mean slam the phone down, hung up. I mean, just, you know what, I'll tell you what. I appreciate you trying, but I'll figure out another way on my own. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Goodbye. That's where we are. And people have had it. The rest of us have had it. Rich, how about that question I asked you last night on the phone about how thick you thought metal was on a car? Was that alarming or what?
It is alarming. Vince asked me last night when we talked privately what the ratio of metal to paint I thought today's vehicles have. And I just used a little common sense and logic, and shame on me because, see, technology today is masked. It's to justify higher costs. It's to make it so we can't fix things or we need a computer to do it, so we have to pay more money out of our pockets so we can be more controlled because we're broke. Keep in mind the word smart means spy. We need to go back to basics, food, water, shelter, and energy, and making those things ourselves. I guessed a 10-to-1 ratio metal to paint. After the break, Vince will tell you what the real ratio is on today's cars.
You won't believe it. We'll be right back. I'm so delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Rich Eben.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So last night when I was talking with Rich Heaven, you know, on the telephone, I said, "So Rich, I tried to frame this question not to bias him in any way, to get his reaction." To the question. And the question was, so Rich, when you think about the skin of a car, you know, how thick the metal might be, how would you think of the ratio of the thickness of the metal skin, you know, the front fender, you know, that kind of thing, the trunk, the hood, what would you think the thickness of the metal is compared to the thickness of the paint on the metal? So let's say you have a white truck, and that white paint plus the primer and, you know, that paint, maybe the clear coat, on top of the metal, what would the ratio of metal to paint be? And he said what many of you would think. So just think about that real quickly, and then I'll tell you what it is. So what would that ratio be? Well, his answer was what you would think. 10 thicknesses of metal to 1 thickness of paint, right? Obviously. No. The reason I know this is because our son was loading my truck, and he leaned on the bed box from the side where the wheel is, and he put some items in the truck. And then he handed me this chunk of metal that broke off because of the rust. Now, he handed me this piece. And it was, let's say, a couple inches by a couple inches. Now, this was not where the rust had worn the metal away, but there was rust all around this piece, and that's why it fell off. So I looked at the edge of the sheet metal, and I could see. It's like looking at a piece of paper. You know, normally we look at the top or the bottom. We don't look at the edge of a piece of paper, but I looked at it on edge. Rich thought it was about 10 to 1, 10 thicknesses of metal to 1 thickness of paint. It's actually about one thickness of metal to one and a half thicknesses of paint. The paint is thicker than the metal. Now, I know you find that hard to believe, but here's the visual proof. If you look at some vehicles that are on the road, like, you know, driving down the road, and you come to a stoplight, and you go, gosh, how did that part of the car, that back corner, get wrinkled so much? How did they get so many door dents? How hard do you have to hit the door to dent it? And it looks like crumpling aluminum foil. The thickness of the metal of the sheet metal of a car is about the thickness of two sheets of paper. Now, if you have a pad of paper, you know, with cardboard backing, you might think the metal is as thick as the cardboard on the back. Now, I'm not talking about corrugated cardboard. I'm talking about one thickness. It's thinner than that. It's thinner than the backing. It's the thickness of about two sheets, possibly three sheets of paper. It's pretty scary, right? So we've been conned. That's why Sam's Club can't sell in their store refrigerators and appliances, because the sheet metal has gotten so thin that the guys that are employed at the Sam's Club warehouse where you shop, you know, the store, they can't handle the forklifts without destroying the appliances. How do I know? Because I talked to the manager. I asked for the store manager. I said, yo, like, hey, you all used to sell appliances. What happened? You used to have a great brand, Whirlpool. You called it a state brand. It was your house brand. They were fabulous. I'd like to buy those. Well, we don't sell them anymore. Why? Well, because the guys with the forklift break them all the time. They bang them up. And we'd lose money selling them, you know, at a discount because they're all banged up. They're banged up not necessarily only because the guys they hired to run the forklifts are careless and reckless and don't know what they're doing. It's because the sheet metal is so thin that they can't take the slightest jar. That's what's happening to America. That's what's happening to your cars. And we see it every day here at the farm. We work on all kinds of cars. And the newer they are, the junkier they are. I didn't want to take this diversion, but I wanted to tell you, with Rich Sheehan, you have been conned at every level, whether it's a television, a computer, a keyboard, a video screen, an appliance, a car, roof shingles, siding, it doesn't matter. You have been conned. They have taken out the quality everywhere they can. Rich, any quick comments?
Well, I do have comments, but I'm going to have to probably wait, obviously, because the music's coming on until after this next break. But we have a non-functional, unsustainable gig economy where the elite companies are getting the buybacks, the stock buybacks, the free money, the too big to fail, too big to jail. And what does it do? It brings down quality. We'll be back right after this break, folks.
Yeah, and if you want to buy vintage quality, it's going to cost more now for a 40-year-old quality USA-made item than it cost when it was brand new 40 years ago. No kidding. We'll be right back.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.